commentator Andrew Lamb wanted to reconnect with the culture of his immigrant past, he didn't do it by speaking his grandmother's native language or looking at old photographs. Lamb wanted something more simple and basic that would make him think of her many times a day.
Last year, for a period of a month, I became a vegetarian. Some people won't eat meat because they think it's cruel to animals or because of health concerns regarding chemicals and diseases. My reason is a little different. It is love. I simply wanted to honor my grandmother's memory by not eating meat. A devout Buddhist, grandma spent a large part of her life as a vegetarian, and some of my fondest childhood memories in Vietnam were sharing a meal with her. In fact, as a child, I learned how to appreciate food not from fancy dishes my mother regularly whipped up, but from the simple meals my grandmother prepared. In her presence, a piece of crunchy green pickled eggplant was incredibly delicious, and fried tofu dipped in sweetened soy sauce, delectable. Often, dinner with grandma would come with ghost stories and fairy tales she knew from her childhood. And, considering that grandma was the matriarch of our large clan with 42 grandchildren, I had felt extraordinarily privileged to dine alone with her. Grandma passed away more than a decade ago. Now, I am an American adult living in cosmopolitan San Francisco, and so incense-smoked vegetarian suppers and ghost stories are the rituals of a distant past. But then, one morning it occurred to me that I could no longer recall the sound of my grandmother's voice, and it left me feeling bereft. So, I decided to become a vegetarian for a month, something grandma would do as a way to honor those who died before her. But, in a city famous for its dining experience, it was not easy. I turned down several dinner parties for fear of offending the host. I avoided walking by restaurants where enticing aromas wafted in the air. And a gossip in my circle headed that I have shaved my head and was about to join a Buddhist monastery. It was far from the truth. I wanted to break my resolve many times. What got me through that month-long diet was this particular memory of my grandmother. Confined to a wheelchair in her last few years in a convalescent home, she had already forgotten who I was, but not what she was about. Her trembling hand poked at the mashed potato and green beans on her plate at lunchtime, avoiding the meatloaf in the middle. It was her way, and Grandma followed it through to the very end. So, for a month, I too follow her way. I fry tofu, prepare rice and soy sauce, and some late evenings, the lyrical sound of her laughter came back to me as I ate in solemnity. I savor Grandma's favorite dishes. I remember the dead.
Andrew Lamb is the author of the book Perfume Dreams, Reflections on the Vietnamese Diaspora. He's the editor of New American Media.